Hey, this is Leo for Actualized.org, and I want to talk about New Year's resolutions a little bit. Ah, yes, New Year's resolution time. What a wonderful and crazy time it is, right? What I want to say about New Year's resolutions is this, and I've already set one. In fact, I've set a whole list, and I hope that you're setting more than one New Year's resolution. I hope you're setting a list of many, many, many. I probably have at least 40 things that I'm working on this year. But the one that I really decided to make my official New Year's resolution was that I wanted to shoot one video every day in 2014. That's 365 videos. Quite a lot of videos. Quite a big commitment. And I knew that it was ridiculously ambitious when I said it. And I made that on purpose. I actually said that, you know, there's no way in hell that I'm going to make that work, but why don't I try to pull it off? So I just set something ridiculously ambitious, not even realistic. And you know what? It was interesting because up until yesterday, last night, I stayed with it. And that's about 2 weeks. I did about 2 weeks of shooting a new video every day. In fact, what I did is I had a notion that I would not be able to shoot a video literally every day because something would come up and one day I would not be able to shoot a video. So then I kind of adjusted. I was kind of adjusting it in the middle of the process. I was saying, well, if I just make one video per day, so total 365, but that doesn't mean I'll shoot one exactly every day. So maybe I'll shoot two today, and then I'll skip tomorrow, but then shoot one the next day. So overall, I would get that quantity of videos. And that seemed a lot more realistic, because frankly, it's not very convenient to shoot a video every single day. Just the setup of putting on the microphone, and getting the camera out, getting the lighting, doing the editing, doing all this stuff, getting myself into the mental frame that I need to be to shoot a good video, that all takes like prep work to do that. And it's much easier when I shoot one video than just shoot one back to back, back to back, back to back. Sometimes I'll shoot four videos in a row because I'm kind of on a roll, and that's like 4 days worth, right? But I said, you know what, there's still something important about a daily ritual, a daily habit. And so I said, I will shoot a video every day. And then I actually missed out yesterday. And I didn't feel too bad about it because I knew that it was really ambitious. And I'm still, in the end, many, many videos ahead. I think I shot like 40 videos in 14 days. So I've got like a month worth of videos already. And now I'm back on track. But what I really wanted to talk about is the idea of getting back on track. Because I'm sure that some of us create these New Year's resolutions where it's like, I'm going to go to the gym 5 days a week for this year. Or I'm going to eat clean and I'm not going to eat any candy bars for the next month, or whatever your goal is, you know, whatever your resolution is, you set something like that. And then what happens is that, you know, you're human, you trip, you fail, something comes up, an emergency, or you're just lazy, whatever the excuse is, you slip one day. And so you slip that one day, and it's like, well, that's it, we're done, it's over, you know, I failed again. Failed my New Year's resolution, just like everyone said I would. So cliche, why do I even set them? But that's the perfectionist mindset that you're coming from. I want you to be coming from a different mindset. I want you to be coming from the optimist and the optimalist mindset, which is make the best of what you've got, even if you screwed up just a few minutes ago. Right? So it's kind of like this idea that, like, if you're in golf and you're playing 18 holes, and I'm not a good golfer, I don't really go golfing, but I can still use analogy because it makes a lot of sense to me. When you shoot a bad stroke, right? You make a bad stroke, you get the ball lost somewhere, you're totally in the woods or you're in a sand pit. All of a sudden you get very depressed because it's like you were on a good streak, but now the ball landed in a sand pit, and that means you're going to lose a couple strokes for that. What if you like get a double bogey? What if you lose 10 strokes trying to get out of that sand pit? You're going to be embarrassed. It's going to be embarrassing. It's going to be horrible. It's going to totally screw up these 18 holes, and it's going to screw up the nice streak you've got going for the last few months, right? You get really kind of down on yourself. But what you don't realize is the long-term perspective, is that you're playing for the long run, right? I hope you are. You're not just playing one round of golf. You want to be a good golfer. And you're not just, doing a month of work. you're going to be working on your business for the rest of your life. Or you're not just dieting for a month, you're going to be keeping up with that diet for the rest of your life. So when you're thinking long term, it really doesn't matter too much that you slip up once. And in fact, what you got to do as a strategic thinker, long-term thinker, is you got to anticipate that there will be screw-ups. Poor strategy is creating a plan and then being inflexible with it and saying, well, this is the plan, but you know what? Reality, I'm not executing according to the plan, so I failed. No, the plan has to be adaptive. Good strategy is adaptive strategy. That means that you anticipate problems, you try to plan for them, but when they come up, you have countermeasures and you have a way to move forward. You don't stall. If you stall and the mindsets that you have right now and the way of thinking that you have about success in any part of your life is causing you to stall, then it's not really empowering, is it? It's not very good strategy. The question is, what do we put in place instead of it to get you to keep forward, going forward? And that's the idea, basically, that you're always making the best of what you've got, no matter what happened even 2 seconds ago, right? You make the best of what you've got. And this is easier said than done, but still, at least be aware of the fact that this is a mindset that you could be bringing to the table that probably most of you are not right now. So with the golf example, you know, there's two ways it can go. One is that you're playing a nice round of golf, and then you hit a bad stroke, and then you get all butthurt about the fact that you hit a bad stroke, and you start thinking about how it's messing up your record, now your game is ruined, etc. The other mindset is to say, okay, I've played some nice rounds here, and now I've had a bad shot. But everyone has bad shots. Even Tiger Woods has bad shots. The trick is not to eliminate having bad shots. The trick is to deal with the bad shots as best as humanly possible. That's where most people trip up. There's no perfection in life. There's no perfection in creating your business. There's no perfection in creating a diet plan or anything else that you're trying to do. Any kind of ritual that you're putting into place, you're going to falter on it sometimes. You should not try to on purpose, but you should recognize that when you do, the very best thing is to just get right back on. Get right back on track, because actually it's not that bad. And that's what happened with my New Year's resolution yesterday, is that, you know, I got a little bit butthurt about the fact that, yeah, I missed a day. Sure, I still shot a lot of videos, but it would have been nice to just, you know, really been able to do 365 days straight, or at least get a couple months in of just holding on to that resolution. So I was a little bit butthurt about it. I felt kind of depressed. And then today I'm like, well, so what? In the grand scheme of things, I missed one day. What if I just get back on track right now? How bad would the damage be? It would not be very bad at all. Missing one day of anything is not going to damage your routine and your results too much. But I want to be very careful about saying that, because some people then say, well, it's not, one day is not that important. And then you can use that as an excuse. And that's where it gets a little dangerous, is that you can use this as an excuse. Your lower self can use this as an excuse to create a slippery slope. Kind of like, oh, I'm just going to miss one day at the gym. You know, it's not that bad, not bad. And then, oh, you know, the next day, yeah, if I missed one day, I can miss 2 days. 2 days, kind of similar to one day. And all of a sudden, one day turns into two, 2 days turn into three, 3 days turn into a week. And then you have a really hard time going to the gym because you missed a whole week. And then you stop going totally. You don't want to go down that slippery slope. So what you got to do is you still got to keep your motivation. You got to understand why you're doing it. It's just that sometimes you will be able, just not be able to execute on something. And at that point, if you miss a day, it's in the past, right? Don't live in the past. You got to cut it off. It's really tempting to want to say, but if only I like went today, everything would have been perfect and I wouldn't even have to deal with this. And if only I didn't make that one bad stroke, my game would have been a perfect game. Or if only I would have made that one video, I would have been on track and I could be really proud of myself and I could say, yeah, I did exactly what I wanted to do and I'm this totally self-controlled person. But that's the perfectionistic mindset, and I'm really trying to beat that out of myself because I realize that I can't get good performance in my business or anything else that I'm doing in life with that kind of attitude. I need to change that around. So instead, what I decided to do is I said, okay, I broke my resolution, fine, but doesn't really matter, right? That's not what's important. What's important is that I got back on track right now, and I'm shooting a video right now, fact, I shot, this is my second video. So great, I'm back on track. Now I'm gonna do the best I can, right? It's giving yourself that leeway. Because you know what? Honestly, if you set a very ambitious goal for yourself, like if you set a goal to create a business that's gonna earn you $5 million, or if you set a goal to lose 50 pounds, or if you set a goal to shoot 365 videos, or whatever else, something ambitious like that for yourself, and you only execute to 90%, you're still gonna be very good. You're still gonna come out super, super ahead. You're still gonna be thrilled. It's much better to set an ambitious goal and get 90% of it than set a wimpy goal and get all 100% of it, right? Because a lot of people would never set a $5 million goal for their business. They would say, you know, I only need 100,000. I'll just do 100,000. If my business could only do 100,000, I'll be happy. I promise I'll be happy. I won't ask for anything more. Let me just get 100,000 going. And then what they do is they underdeliver on that. And let's say they get 90% of 100,000. That's 90,000. Still not bad. But if they set a goal for 5 million and they only did 80% of it, just compare the difference, right? Compare the difference. And sometimes what you do is you have to set a really ambitious goal and realize that it's just crazy ambitious and you're probably not going to do it. But you still kind of just like play a game with yourself and you say, you know, I just wonder how close I can get. I'm not going to get it, but just how close can I get? And give yourself that margin of error, that margin of error. Because in school, when you're going to school and you're taking a college exam or something, 90% is still an A. It's still awesome. It's still a good grade, right? You're not aiming at 100% on every test. It's really, really hard to do. And if you were always expecting 100% on every single test, you would drive yourself nuts. And in fact, I would argue that it's going to be counterproductive to you and that you're probably better off shooting for something like 90 or 95 rather than 100. Because at 100, you're always going to be disappointed by never being able to get 100. But at 90, you can actually get that. And being cool with a 90 is good. And even being cool with like an 85 is good. Because then you can improve from that. Once you're solidly getting an 85, you can ask yourself, how do I get an 86? And then you can crank it up to a 90. And then maybe you can crank it up to a 95. Much better to go gradually like that than just aiming for 100 straight away. And that's what a lot of people do when they set goals, is that they aim for those hundreds. And then, well, they come out short, very short. And because they come out short, their expectations are so out of whack with what they're actually accomplishing that they get discouraged and they quit. And when you quit, that's when you really failed. You only really fail when you quit things. So be very cognizant of that and the danger of quitting. And that the greatest danger in any project that you're undertaking, any endeavor, is quitting. It's just not going through with it. It's not following through. So that's the biggest danger that you gotta watch out for. Not so much the quality, but the quitting part. Because the quality will handle itself as long as you put in the time. All right, so that's all I wanted to say about this. Make sure that you are still on track with your New Year's resolution. So even if right now you've already broken it, it's never too late to get back on track, right? You're still gonna be better off if you get back on that diet right now, even though you missed 5 days. You're still gonna be better off if you hit the gym again, even though you missed 5 days. You're gonna be better off if you start working on that project, even if you've been procrastinating for 5 days. Better start now. Because if you start now, you still got a lot of time to make a lot of success out of it. But if you're so discouraged because you missed 5 days, you're going to quit, and then you've truly failed. All right, this is Leo signing off. Be sure to give me some comments. I want to hear what you guys think about this topic. And then, of course, please like this and share it. I release this content for free so that you can spread it around. So please help me do that. And then finally, go to actualize.org for more advanced personal development videos, just like this one, where we help supercharge your life, get you amazing performance in whatever area of life that you want it.